Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are. The Morning Shift on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Beau Morgan will be back in a couple days. Calm down, Twitter. Dylan is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Getting you caught up before you get into work today. The Yankees are down in the playoffs. Blue Jays won their first two games of their series. Game three is tomorrow. Tonight, we do get game twos in both NLDS series, Dodgers at Phillies, Cubs at Brewers. Georgia beat Kentucky 35-14. Hawks preseason starts tonight. They take on the Houston Rockets at 8 o'clock. And in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills lost last night to the Patriots 23-20. First loss for the Bills this season.
Yeah, we've kind of been dicing it up. And, of course, we'll have the wake-up call in just 1 second, 447-260-929. Kind of been dicing it up. Does that make you feel better or worse? Like oh, they're not bulletproof. But they might be angry. You know what I mean? You're like, I don't know what
we
way
might
to go
not about. Like the Bills when they're angry.
Yeah. And they do. Look, we've had a bye week to kind of prep and prepare, but they are on a long week as well because it is a Monday Night Football game next week. So it'll be interesting to kind of chop that up. I still don't know where I land on it. Josh Allen, obviously very good, but when they kept him inside the pocket last night, wasn't that great?
At what point this week, since you've been through these situations, being a former player, at what point will they go and watch the film of last night's game between Buffalo and New England? Because I'm assuming they're going to watch it, right? And at what point does that happen?
Well, I would assume like Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins are watching it right now.
Okay.
Probably right now, if I had to guess. Now, I don't know what the team's schedule is this week. And like I said, there's two different things that play with the team's schedule. You have a bye week, and you also have a Monday night game. So like when you have a Monday night game, you really don't start prepping until like Thursday normally on a normal week. But on the field, like you wouldn't practice till Thursday, but them coming off a bye week, it might be a little bit different.
From what I could see, and again, this is the media schedule. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not in the building.
Right.
But it seemed like, from what I could tell from the media schedule that was sent out to us, they're off today and then they're back their first day back, I guess, in the building, or at least public, be able to address the media tomorrow because they're going to talk to the media. Going to talk to the media tomorrow.
I would say that Zach Robinson, TJ Yates, whoever else it is, Michael Penix, Kirk Cousins, all watching it right now.
Yeah.
Probably all the coaching staff doing the same thing. They'll start putting together kind of that game plan on how they want to attack, Buffalo's defense and offense based on what they saw. They'll probably start implementing it with the players tomorrow. And it's different now because all the players have iPads. Like, you can just straight up send stuff that, hey, check this film cut up and watch it at home on your couch or whatever else you're doing. So, I don't know. We'll do the wake-up call in just 1 second. You feel better or worse after Buffalo losing last night to the Patriots, 23-20. We're still 7 days out. It's Monday Night Football primetime game next week. And also, and Allie brought this up on the way into break, who should be favored to win the SEC? I watched Alabama play over the weekend. Alabama's going to catch a loss somewhere down the line. They're a good football team, don't get me wrong, and I'm not coming from my own team, but they're going to catch a loss. They have too many good teams. They're going to play Missouri. They're going to play Oklahoma. Obviously, they're going to play South Carolina, who can win. They're going to play Auburn, who's not awful. Like, they have too many good teams down the stretch. I'll read you guys the odds real quick, according to FanDuel. On who should win the SEC. Bama is favored to win the SEC, but behind them, Ole Miss at plus 600. Georgia also at plus 600, both those teams in second place. Texas A&M, plus 650. Big win over Mississippi State over the weekend. And then Oklahoma, minus John Material. We don't know when he's going to be back playing, at plus 750. And Missouri, the team that I just mentioned, at plus 1100. The team's not in there anymore is Texas. They are not part of the top six teams favored to win the SEC. Curious to get anybody's thoughts on that. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit the wake-up call. 404-726-0929. Who should be favored to win the SEC? Do you feel better about Georgia's chances after playing Kentucky? Do you feel better about Bama after knocking off Vanderbilt? We'll get into that. And also, like I said, Buffalo. Do you feel better or worse about Buffalo heading into next week's game after them losing last night to the New England Patriots at Buffalo? All right, let's go to the phone line right now. Dylan, let's start at the top. Let's go with our buddy Kevin. He's in the limo. Kevin, I hope school drop-off went well this morning, my friend. What's going on with you?
My man, Mike. You know what? You're a thoughtful cat. You know I drop off my daughter. Good memory, my friend. I appreciate it.
You already know, man.
So, I think, Kirby, one of those viral clips is going to come out with him doing that good old-fashioned Southern cussing, and I think the Georgia is going to be fine. Yeah. As far as the Falcons go, I think Josh Allen, he's a dog. I mean, he's got that dog in him, and they got a great coach. And he's going to come out with a motivating game plan. The level of concern is high. I think this is going to be a ball control game. I think if the Falcons win the time of possession and they control the ball, limit their turnovers, they win the game at home. Because they're designed against a team like this, to beat a team like this, who have like the linebackers and ball control, because they have an offense that can run the football. Yeah. Throw some screen passes, don't get too greedy. I think it'll be fine.
I love it, man. Appreciate the phone call, Kevin. There's no doubt about it. And I love when the vibes are high. I love when the vibes are high on a Monday. Let's go. We still got 7 days until the Atlanta Falcons pay the Buffalo Bills. I hope the vibes are high for everybody else that's going to be watching the game. And I hope Buffalo doesn't do the whole Bills Mafia takeover. I'm good on that, man. Falcons fans, keep your tickets.
That's why we need to get the message out. Like, you got to get there.
Get there.
Do not give any Bills fans space to tailgate and jump through a table. I better not see any table jumping going on in the Home Depot backyard.
I don't care if those things are on fire. I don't care. Wood, plastic, glass, whatever it is. Ain't nobody jumping through a table and Mercedes-Benz parking lot. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, good morning, my friend. What's up?
What's happening, big guy? Mike Mafia. What's happening, brother?
You know the vibe.
Matt Truck, how you doing?
Hey,
good morning,
Dan.
Ma'am.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, man. I can't say, not too worried, but, hey, let's keep it real. Before this past game, James Cook has been over 100 yards.
I agree.
For the past about 2 to 3 games, right? Yeah. Also, Josh Allen is doing it with his legs. So I would say, hey, we got to stop that run. You got to contain Josh Allen, whether that means, hey, a spy, whether that means we got to, do our thing off the edge. Also, we got to put up points and do it early.
Yeah.
Put up points, got to do it early.
I agree.
So as long as we're putting up points, offense is doing their thing, defense, got to stop the run of James Cook. Got to contain Josh Allen. Don't let him do what he wants to do. If you let him do what he wants to do, it's over with. Yeah. Also, yes, they just lost. So please believe they're coming back with a vengeance, just like my boys lost the week before last. We won 41-7 on Sunday. So it just goes to show you, when you tick off the team, that's going to happen. Y'all have a great day, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Dan from Decatur. And he brings up a good point. We talked about Marcus Mariota did not end up being a big part of the Commanders' run attack, but we – and I don't want to say we held them in check. We didn't. They got 150 yards rushing against us. But I do think there's something to be said about the way your run defense has played more times than not. Dylan mentioned it. They're kind of mid-pack in run defense, but kind of at the top of the NFL and everything else. So be curious to see how that plays out. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines one more time. Let's try to get Richard from Dallas in. Richard, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good Monday.
What up? Hey, I know Bo ain't there, but it's still AMD mode. Still in his own deck. What up, man?
Throw it in there, baby. Let's go. What up,
though? Yeah, man. So real quick, I was telling Dylan, I'm originally a Steelers fan. I'm an Atlanta Falcons transplant.
Okay.
So you guys have brought me on and onto the
train.
I love hearing that.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
So I want to say, all we got, and I don't mean to dumb it down like this, but the Patriots shut them down. So let's just turn the Patriots versus Bills on all week. And have the defense say, hey, look, this is what we do to stop James Cook. This is what we do to contain Josh Allen. Because really, those are the two focal points of their offense.
Yeah, there's no doubt
and
about
so
that.
And so I really feel like if we could shut, just like my man Dan just said, we could shut them two guys down, I mean, the wide receivers need somebody to throw the ball to them.
Yeah.
We can get Josh Allen on the ground 3 or 4 times. I mean, the Falcons' defense, I know you guys have talked about top five in all of these areas. Defense has been playing lights out.
Yep.
They just got to keep that same energy, same energy. Real quick on the SEC, you heard me this morning, Mike. And you know what? It's not your fault. LSU hasn't been playing well. When you went through it and was talking about the odds to win, I was like, yeah, he's not going to say LSU.
No, no. I can update that if you want to, and I do appreciate the phone call, Richard. I can update you. LSU is in 8th place right now at plus 2,000. So you can update that as you will. Texas actually is still favored before LSU is. Then you get back behind them, plus 2,500 for Tennessee, 3,300 for Florida. This is all on FanDuel. So, yeah, I'd be curious to see kind of where that story goes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he brought up a couple of good points. And let me just finish Richard's point by saying he's like, we got to stop Josh Allen, James Cook. My brother, if we can stop Josh Allen and James Cook, we can stop anybody. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it. And you heard the vibes he just put out, Dylan. He was like, hey, we're just going to talk about it all week. Play the cut. On the way in from every breakdown, we're going to play a Mike Vrabel cut. It's like, this is what we did. We stepped up to the plate, and we were able to stop him. I love that, man, because the vibes need to be high for the next 7 days, and obviously we'll be breaking it down throughout the rest of the week and on Monday to get you guys ready for that Monday night matchup in primetime against Buffalo. Don't sell your tickets, though.
No.
Don't sell your tickets, man. Keep it all in-house. Let's have a good Atlanta outing in primetime on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very proud of whoever just came up with the headline that just like flashed across one of the TVs in here that said May Day.
Yeah. There's been some really good ones here.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot tell you how much I love the Indiana Jones for Daniel Jones
too.
In Indianapolis. That's so good. Danny Dimes, so good. People are so clever out there, man.
I know. And you know when you hit one, you just have to be like, got it.
Yep, there
got
it is.
Nailed it.
Call the PR team, baby. Marketing 101.
Get me a raise.
Let's go.
Well, thank you so much for all the calls this morning. Make sure to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, so much happening around the NFL. Who finally lost their first game? Who lost their first game? We'll get into it. That's next. And we've also got a life of Dylan.
There is a certain Atlanta hip-hop star that is making waves all over social media. We'll talk about it next. Here on The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.